So this weekend, we saw confirmation of the first team relegated from the English top flight. Aston Villa will be playing Championship football next season. Let's find out how the fans are feeling with a Villa fan and football blogger, Dan Bardell. Dan, welcome to the show.
Morning, Andy.
Is it a particularly gloomy Monday for you today?
To be honest, any time I'm going to work, it's a pretty gloomy Monday, but I think there's been a feeling of resignation amongst Villa fans for a while now. It's obviously, with us being on 16 points, it's not come as a great surprise. I think fans in the main now are just trying to embrace the fact, although we're obviously upset and angry at what's transpired, we're just trying to embrace the fact that we are in the Championship next season and that we actually have a chance to try and build from the ground up and maybe make ourselves stronger in the Premier League in the future. But obviously, as you know, and all your listeners will know, the Championship is not an easy league to get out of.
So what route do you think Villa are going to go down then? Do you think Villa are going to go down the tried and trusted route of somebody who's been in the Championship, been there, done that, if you like? Or do you think that Villa may still think, well, we're a big club, we'll maybe try and attract somebody, a big name, one that bookies haven't necessarily looked at, see if we can go down that route?
I think David Bernstein, who's new to our board previously of the FA, has alluded to the fact that we will be going for a British manager and that we will be going for someone who's got experience of the Championship. I mean, to be honest, I still think all fingers are pointing at Nigel Pearson, although he wouldn't be my personal choice. I think that's probably the route we'll go. I think it's his job to lose. I mean, I don't know whether we've sounded out David Moyes, because I imagine he would be the one that would unite the fans the most, but I'm not sure he'll take it, to be honest, because I think he's got a lot to lose after having a dodgy time in Spain and obviously what happened with Man United. I think it would be a risky job, because if he was to take the Villa job and fail at Villa in the Championship, that'd probably be him finished at the, well, not the top level, but at a high level at least. So I think it's Pearson's job to lose, if you ask me, and I think we'll definitely go down the tried and trusted Championship route.
Now it's confirmed that Villa are relegated. Do you suspect a move like that might happen sooner rather than later, or will you actually wait until the final game of this season before making any kind of appointment?
I'd like to think it'll happen sooner rather than later, because quite frankly, I know it's a bit harsh to have a go at the caretaker manager, but some of his team selections have been baffling. I mean, it's like we've gone back in time to 2007 or 2008 with Kieran Richardson playing left midfield. That probably shouldn't have happened in those years, and it definitely shouldn't be happening now. I mean, his team selections have been bizarre. I mean, Jack Grealish, probably our most creative player and probably the most naturally gifted footballer in the squad, sat on the bench for 82 minutes last week against Bournemouth at home, and he didn't even get off the bench, I don't think, on Saturday. So I'd like to think we'll make an appointment as soon as possible, but I guess it depends on who it is that we are after, because if a manager's still in a job, he's not going to leave to come and join us to see out the season. Because I imagine, so for example, if we were after someone like Sean Dyche, that they want to see how the season finishes with their teams. I mean, obviously, if Burnley go up, Sean Dyche isn't going to be a possibility, but if the manager we want doesn't get into the playoffs or doesn't get promoted from the Championship, then we'll have to wait till the end of the season.
What about those who are coming down with Villa then, Dan? If you'd have asked me on Friday, I'd have said it was looking very much like Newcastle and Sunderland are probably the two prime candidates. They remain in the relegation zone, but things have got a lot tighter since Sunderland beating Norwich, and who'd have seen Newcastle going and get the big victory that they did. Are they still the two prime candidates for you, or do you see Norwich, or is there even the possibility that Palace might get dragged in, do you think?
I mean, as you say, on Friday, I'd have said Newcastle were absolute cert to come down with us. But obviously, with Norwich losing to Sunderland and Newcastle winning, Newcastle and Sunderland have now got a shot in the arm. And you're thinking, is it Norwich that are now going to go on a bad run? I mean, you mentioned Palace. I don't see anyone else getting dragged into it, to be honest. I think it is out of Sunderland, Norwich and Newcastle to come down with us. Personally, I've got the feeling that I'd like Newcastle to come down with us, because I'm not fond of them myself, but they are a big club, and I think that in a way that would take some of the heat off Villa coming down. If there was another big team down there with us, we wouldn't be the ones on TV every week, we wouldn't be everyone's cup final every week, because Newcastle would be taking some of that pressure off us. But I just got a feeling Sunderland are going to get out of it, as they always seem to. I think Allardyce knows what he's doing, and They've got the natural goal scorer in Defoe, and I think that can make a huge amount of difference at this time of the season. If they keep him fit, I'd say that Sunderland have got enough, and they've got enough experience over the last few years to get pull themselves out of it again.
Dan, have you been preparing for this moment? Have you got like a Spotify playlist that you created with like Yaz, The Only Way Is Up and things in it?
If I had one, I'd have been listening to it for the last five seasons, to be honest, because although this season has been by far the worst in general, the last five seasons have been absolute rubbish. They've been so, so grim. As I say, I think when we lost to Watford in November, I think it was, and it was a game where, a rare occasion where we actually played quite well, but it was a must-win game, and despite playing well, we lost 3-2. We gave away some appalling goals. Alan Hutton was his usual self, scoring own goals and making mistakes, and we got punished probably by Watford having three shots and scoring three goals that day. So I've been ready for it for a long time. There's been a lot of moments through the season where things could have turned and they haven't. And obviously you've got to remember now, including caretakers, we've had more managers now than we've had wins. So that's four managers that have failed to get anything out of this bunch of players. So you've got to look at the players. So as I say, I've been preparing for this moment for a long time.